KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County, and perhaps a trail system between here and the Bay Area. That is the Great Redwood Trail. We're going to be touching on that and other things today. Today it's just me and Emily. We're taking it solo today. Just us-ins. Hey Emily, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. What a beautiful day today, huh?
Oh, it really is. It's a great day to hopefully have some time to get out on a bike trail.
Absolutely. This is definitely a good day for it.
Yeah.
It's looking like this. Actually, it is about any day is good for it, to be honest. So we've been talking a lot about the Great Redwood Trail ever since we heard rumors about this and talked with Senator Mike McGuire about it. This is pretty darn exciting. And for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, I guess we'll kind of fill you in real quick. So essentially, I guess in a nutshell, we've got the train right of way, which goes from here to the Bay Area, which has been under the stewardship of the North Coast Railroad Authority for the past, how many years has it been now?
And I'm probably not the one to really necessarily know all the history of NCRA, but at least in the 80s.
Right. Since the 80s, I think that's about right. The thing is that there has been many different studies done to try and revive the railroad. It just is not possible in this area. Now, in the southern part of the line, it is actually being operated, and this current bill, SB 1029, helps support that, but takes this public right-of-way, which is currently being managed by the North Coast Railroad Authority, and changes it to a new entity. There's a new entity that would manage this public right-of-way, and that would be the Great Redwood Trail Agency, correct?
Correct, yeah. So they would manage the rail corridor from Willits North to Humboldt Bay.
Right. And the idea is to put in a Class 1 trail between here all the way to Willits, which would be just mind-boggling, absolutely mind-boggling. And it has gotten, since this bill was proposed, it has been sailing through the various different committees through the California government, which is pretty exciting, getting bipartisan support in the Senate legislature and it is an assembly, and it's getting support throughout the different counties that this trail would go through. Is that correct?
Certainly. And here in Humboldt, several cities have sent in letters of support. The Humboldt County Association of Governments, which is the local decision maker for a lot of transportation projects. That board sent a letter of support, and many organizations, community organizations have as well. And I think the number one thing that people recognize is this is the opportunity to preserve this public right-of-way for use, for any public use. And that really could be challenged if something, some policy doesn't change for the NCRA. The NCRA is facing bankruptcy this year, whether it's by the fall or by the close of the year. And so this is definitely one way to make sure that this important public asset stays in public ownership for kind of our greater benefit on the North Coast.
That's right. Now, this is one contiguous right-of-way. It has been maintained or at least kept alive through this entity. But the North Coast Railroad Authority has been in deep trouble for a long time, and to stay afloat has been essentially selling off assets. But we appear to be at the end of the road at that point, and it could be bankrupt as quickly as September, from what I understand.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a couple reasons for that. Like, it is very difficult to operate a rail line through the Eel River Canyon. There's not been trains there for decades. There are less customers for rail currently, but also the NCRA was never properly funded by the state in the beginning. And so as this bill is developing, Senator McGuire and others are working really hard to make sure that the governor's office understands the importance of this corridor and understands that for it to be successful, that it does need some funding. So not only funding to essentially kind of buy out the NCRA's debts, but also to buy out the existing service or operations agreement that the Northwestern Pacific Company has, a sole kind of agreement to be the only operator of trains in this area. That needs to be negotiated to be bought out, but then also to make sure there's some seed funding for the Great Redwood Trail Agency to really get to work with and to really get started.
Absolutely. And the thing is, there has been a lot of people have scratched their heads over the fact that the studies have been done, and it's just shown it's virtually impossible without the investment of billions to reinforce the Eel River Canyon to support trains. They're saying, so why would that be different for a trail? Well, it's a big difference because trains weigh tons. They weigh multiple tons. A trail supports pedestrians and cyclists. It's a completely different scope of engineering.
Definitely. And the trail will likely look different in different places. Through the Eel River Canyon, that might take a while. And that is likely to be much more of a backcountry experience. Mm-hmm. There are not towns with services kind of anywhere along the main stem of the Eel River. Versus this bill would also make it a lot more feasible for students to get to College of the Redwoods from the Hikshari Trail and from South Eureka. And perhaps, you know, the sections around the southern part of Humboldt Bay are more for transportation, like the Eureka Waterfront Trail. And so this bill really opens up a lot of opportunities for really being able to use the corridor again for transportation.
Which is fantastic. I mean, the corridor is an existing right-of-way. Once right-of-ways disappear, they're virtually impossible to get back. We've seen this happen in various different places. I know even along the Hammond Trail there, the rail line that was based on went into abandonment, and many parts of the right-of-way disappeared. And it took some time to patch that back together and to turn it into a trail.
Yeah, definitely. And this bill, as it's drafted right now, and you know, and things can change, but it leaves some things open around Humboldt Bay. The bill says to honor existing agreements between the NCRA and local entities, like for the current and existing Bay Trail and Waterfront Trail,
mm-hmm.
And it supports rail with trail where appropriate, and so there could still be the opportunity for tourist rail around Humboldt Bay.
Speeder cars.
And it seems like, in particular, around, you know, from Eureka to Samoa, that is likely where you would have the most tourist draw to do such activities. And that would be complementary to the rail with trail that is already being pursued and already has design funding for the final 4 miles of the Bay Trail. But south of there, with kind of looking at rail with trail continuing south, we really risk the opportunity of ever being able to create a trail to College of the Redwoods or to Fortuna. It is so much more expensive and takes so much more time to work on rail with trail than then this bill opens up an opportunity to perhaps have the trail on top of the rail corridor.
Absolutely. It is literally about four times as expensive to do it that way. And as you said, the negotiations have already been put into place for the Bay Trail. So that's good news. That's already done. But we're talking about expanding, going south to College Redwoods, further south to Fortuna, even further south to Southern Humboldt and beyond. So this is all extremely exciting. So the funding that we're talking about, you mentioned buying out some of the debt of the North Coast Railroad Authority and some of the other agreements and whatnot. The cost of that is about $10 million, which in the scope of things for the entire state of California, $10 million is a drop in the bucket. But it is a budget item, and it does have to actually be approved and get the stamp of approval from the governor. Now, the word is that the governor wanted to sort of kick this down the road to the next governor since he is termed out. But the problem is if the NCRA goes away before the next governor, which could conceivably happen, there is a possibility that this corridor could go into chaos. So it's really important that it get funded before that happens.
Yeah, this is definitely an important time because, as you know, the NCRA could be not having money to operate by the end of the year. And so thinking of when the next governor would, his team would come online or, the opportunity might be missed. So it would be a great idea this week to call the governor's office. And that is at 916-445-2841. And really, your message can be as simple as, please help fund SB 1029 to form the Great Redwood Trail Agency.
Yeah, and it's very easy. I have done it. It's really nothing. You make the phone call. You go through the phone tree, one for English, and then you want to talk to a human being at 6. Someone will answer the phone, and you say, yes, I would just like to let the governor know that I support funding for SB 1029, the Great Railway Trail. And they say, thank you very much, and they make note of it. They are actually tallying these votes. That's what they are doing. The staffers are doing that, and your votes really do count. Phone calls count very highly. It's kind of interesting. They weigh different things. There's like emails get weighed a certain way, but phone calls are amongst the top that get weighed.
Yeah, and physical letters. Is great as well. Postcards, so physical calls and letters that arrive in the governor's office is the way to go.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know a lot of folks have done it. Like the other day, I mentioned it on the air, and they said, you know what, I should call. And I called, and it was busy. It was like, wow, it's because they've got multiple lines, and it was, I guess, people are calling. So we really, really do appreciate that. It's very easy. They generally ask your zip code and your name, and that's about it.
Yeah. Great. Well, I think we should also talk about another important statewide issue.
Please.
And that is that the gas tax repeal bill has received enough signatures to be on the ballot this November. And so if folks remember, the state passed, so this was SB1, passed the Congress, the state assembly,
right.
Senate, passed a bill such that there is 12 additional cents on every gallon of gasoline and about 20 cents on every gallon of diesel fuel, some additional kind of vehicle registration fees, and these this gas tax has really made a big difference for what the state and what local jurisdictions have to work with to maintain our roads.
Because the reality is that the federal funding has a lot of it has disappeared over the years, and a lot of our infrastructure was falling into chaos, and this really has helped a lot.
Oh, it really has helped. And some of these reasons is that, especially in the last few years, people have been driving less, there's more fuel-efficient cars on the road, and so less gallons of gasoline are being purchased. But that really hurts the coffers of the city of Eureka, the county of Humboldt, all of our local jurisdictions, and the state with what we can do to maintain our roads. And so since these taxes have been collected, they have had an immediate impact here locally. Two walking and biking projects would not have been funded without SB1. That's the City of Blue Lakes, Annie and Mary Phase 1 Trail that we talked about a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And also a project to improve safety around Morris Elementary and McKinleyville High School. That would not have been funded without SB1. Also, the county and the local jurisdictions have some additional funding to do repaving, road reconstruction, bridge and culvert work, and safety projects. So this bill has been really important to make sure that our infrastructure is maintained so that we can all kind of get to where we need to go in the transportation system. But there has been a effort to repeal this gas tax, and it is really—it's definitely really being a part, I would say, part of the Republican Party strategy within California to get voters out, and perhaps then they would also vote in some of the key kind of contested congressional races. But really, on its own, this bill has had such a local impact. We all are concerned about the status of our roads and really want to make things safer for everybody, regardless of how you're traveling. And this is has been one of the tools to do so.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, no one likes taxes, of course, but the thing is, when they are directly being applied to your benefit. I don't think people mind. I mean, I certainly don't. And the thing is, with this tax that has been now in existence for a while. How long has it been in existence? How many years?
Yeah, I think it's been about a year and a half.
So it's a direct. It goes directly to specific items. And there are so many things that happen with my tax dollars that I wish I could say, don't spend it on that. This can only be spent on this, which is pretty darn nice to know that although you are paying this tax, it is going directly to help our infrastructure, our roads, and our projects for transportation, and it cannot be spent on anything else. So think about that when you go to the polls in November.
Definitely. So for gas tax repeal, very much consider voting no and read up more about how much SB1 has had a benefit locally.
Absolutely. Was there anything else we wanted to touch on?
Well, I think this was a very...
We got a lot of stuff
really
covered.
Good to touch on kind of the state-level important things happening right now.
Absolutely. And just a reminder again, because we've been confusing you with your SBs, the Great Redwood Trail is SB 1029. So if you're going to call the governor's office... which is 916-445-2841. Again, just say that you support funding. That's the key word, funding. You support funding, SB 1029, for the Great Redwood Trail. And your phone call really, really does make a difference. If you think about the fact that, what percentage of people actually call, you're representing a very large portion of the population. So when you get a moment, give that a call. And we'll keep our eye on how this all comes together. Emily, thanks so much. It's been a very informative day, that is for sure.
Yes, definitely. Thank you, Cliff.
Mm-hmm. In this conversation, you will find podcasts shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.